You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, if there have been two names that have occupied the collective attention of India and Indians in 2018, they may well be Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi. And one of them, Mehul Choksi, is in the news yet again. And why? Because he reportedly has been granted the citizenship of Antigua. And that he took the oath of citizenship all the way back on the 15th of January before the 14,356 crore rupee PNB fraud came to light. And that is our pick of the day today. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
Editor's pick of the day. Bye bye Mumbai. Hello Antigua. A report on the whereabouts of Mehul Choksi. A Money Control exclusive.
According to a report on LiveMint by Shashwati Das, Mehul Choksi was granted citizenship an entire fortnight before the Central Bureau of Investigation fired its first case against the alleged fraudster. The report went on to claim that the Geetanjali Gems promoter may have been aware of the CBI's intentions beforehand. In November 2017, the Citizenship by Investment Unit, that is CIU, of Antigua, had written a letter to a local newspaper about Choksi being granted full citizenship. The CIU said it had provided citizenship after conducting a robust internal investigation. The report also went on to point out that Choksi was provided citizenship despite the CIU's rules mandating that a person would be ineligible for Antiguan citizenship if he is the subject of a criminal investigation or is a potential national security risk to Antigua and Barbuda or to any other country or is involved in any activity likely to cause disrepute to Antigua and Barbuda. Currently, the Interpol is yet to issue a red corner notice, that is RCN, against Choksi, who is free to travel to 132 countries on his Antiguan passport, including the United Kingdom and the European Union. According to a report filed by PTI, the Antigua government has indicated that it may consider a legitimate request from India to send back the uncle of fugitive diamond merchant Nirav Modi, that is Mehul Choksi, who has taken citizenship there. The Daily Observer quoted a cabinet press briefing issued by the Chief of Staff, Lionel Hurst, to state that Antigua and Barbuda government will make every effort, as per law, to honour a legitimate request from India. The issue of Choksi, a fugitive from India, involved in an alleged banking scam worth over $2 billion, getting citizenship in Antigua in November last year, was discussed in a cabinet meeting of Antigua and Barbuda government, the newspaper went on to say. A CBI request, India's nodal agency for Interpol matters, to issue a red corner notice against Choksi is pending with the International Police Organization and is likely to be granted soon. The cabinet underlined that they do not have extradition treaties with India and that Choksi has not been charged for any crime. The Daily Observer went on to report. It also stated that the cabinet noted that no request has been received by the Antigua and Barbuda government for any action against Choksi. The Citizenship by Investment Unit of Antigua faced criticism from the paper, that is the Daily Observer, for allowing Choksi to get a passport of Antigua in November last year. The unit had informed the paper that Choksi's request was allowed after due diligence and detailed background check from Interpol. The CBI has denied that Interpol ever approached it regarding background checks on Choksi, who was already then facing inquiries from various agencies last year. In an editorial, the Daily Observer went on to say, and I quote, "There is a perception that CIU's due diligence is a farce and that CIP money trumps due diligence. This is a perception that cannot be allowed to linger because it will have damaging effects on our country's reputation. The government must produce all the documentary evidence of the due diligence process so that the citizens of this country can have confidence that there is integrity to the process." Unquote. It also went on to note that India is a friendly country, an ally. It went on to say, and I quote, "Beyond that, India is an ally. They have provided assistance to us in the past, and they have been tapped to provide assistance in the future. Most recently, as in April of 2018, we sought their technical assistance in the areas of health and the management of public finance. Will we now turn our backs on them and give safe harbor to a fugitive from their justice system?" Went on to note the editorial. Meanwhile, the ED, that is the Enforcement Directorate here in India, has moved a special court in Mumbai seeking to declare Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi fugitive economic offenders, which will enable them to seize their assets in India. It is to be noted, of course, that the FEO bill has been passed by the upper house as well and now waits the approval by President Kovind. And we'll be presenting a deep dive on the Fugitive Economic Offenders Bill, so do keep an eye out for that. Modi and Choksi are being investigated by the ED and the CBI after it was detected that they allegedly cheated the Punjab National Bank of more than 13,400 to 14,300 crore rupees with purported involvement of a few of the lender's employees. The scam, which reportedly began in 2011, was detected in January this year, after which PNB officials reported it to the probe agencies. Choksi and Modi fled the country in January this year, nearly a fortnight before the scam was detected. Choksi's actions, that is his obtaining of a passport of Antigua, show that he had planned his escape and subsequent life in advance, knowing that the scam would blow up after the retirement of PNB employee Gokulnath Shetty, who was allegedly helping him with renewal of letters of undertaking, the sources went on to say. Choksi escaped India on the 4th of January on an Indian passport and took the oath of allegiance in Antigua on the 15th of January. Next day, the very next day, his firm approached the Brady House branch of the Punjab National Bank seeking renewal and issuance of letters of undertaking, which were denied as the officer concerned sought cash guarantee for issuing these notes, a CBI FIR in this connection alleged. The executives told the officer that they've been taking these letters over the last several years without any demand of such guarantee. The officer could not find instructions for such LOUs in the bank's system, which led to a detailed scrutiny. It is then that the alleged scam surfaced, prompting the bank to approach the CBI with a complaint, and an FIR was registered on the 31st of January. Just to quickly recap what we've been saying on so many podcasts, what is an LOU? An LOU is a guarantee given by an issuing bank to Indian banks having branches abroad to grant short-term credit to an applicant. Returning to the man of the moment, again, Choksi allegedly swindled 7,080.86 crore rupees, making it possibly among the biggest banking scams in the country, the FIR went on to allege. Choksi and his companies allegedly availed of credit from overseas branches of Indian banks using the fraudulent guarantees of the PNB given through LOUs and letters of credit issued to Brady House branch, which were not repaid, bringing the liability onto the state-run bank, the officials went on to say. A charge sheet filed in a special court in Mumbai after 3.5 month probe alleged that Shetty, Gokulnath Shetty, a deputy manager in the Brady House branch of PNB and arrested by the CBI, received 1 crore rupees from the companies of Choksi to issue LOUs to his companies.
Editor's pick of the day. Bye bye Mumbai. Hello Antigua. A report on the whereabouts of Mehul Choksi. A Money Control exclusive.
The FEO bill is soon to become law. Will we see Mehul Choksi as being one of the first people who will be affected by the law? Will his assets be seized? Will he be extradited back from Antigua, an ally of ours, to India? We will hope to find answers to all of that in the coming days. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.